saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salin. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Hello, Bruce.
So, giving back is our topic. I filled up the first segment doing another political rant, and I know how much you adore my politics, but we will not do that for this segment.
Okay.
That was easy. But giving back is something that my religion actually teaches us. It's called tikkun olam, or to repair the world. In Judaism, in fact, they believe that we can fix the world and do good one person at a time. And that was, in fact, I stole that for the title of the column. Sometimes when we look at the world and its problems as an individual, let alone if we were even in a position of power, it just feels overwhelming. And I believe we can all do our part. And if everybody did their part, literally one person at a time, obviously the whole world would be improved. So what are your thoughts on this topic?
I agree with you entirely.
Great. Okay, now, shall we talk politics?
We should not. Well, I can definitely relate to the overwhelm. There are a lot of well-intended folks out there working very hard, and they have huge contexts, meaning that they truly want to change the world. Their corner of the world, the whole world, and it drives a lot of people, and at the same time it can be immensely overwhelming because...
What do you mean it drives a lot of people? You mean motivates?
It motivates a lot of people, yes. Okay. And especially in the nonprofit world, it's difficult to have that vision, to hold that vision, and to grow an organization around that vision to a point where you can actually start getting close to your goal. And I've been experiencing that lately because we have a nonprofit that we've developed about training men to be men's group leaders. And we've been going slowly because we're doing everything we can, but keeping that vision of really trying to change the world, because it is part of our mission, is difficult and can be overwhelming if you don't take it a piece at a time. And so to your point, we sometimes can forget the impact that we can have because we're so focused on that big picture.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. You know, it's interesting. You and I both come from a background in Hollywood. And I observed how Hollywood often, as a group, would take on a particular cause. So, for instance, when AIDS was first becoming the epidemic it was, it affected a lot of people in Hollywood, and it became a very major fundraiser and a very major topic. An illness that Hollywood was fighting against or supporting cures for. And I think that's where the ribbon wearing began. I think it began with the Hollywood AIDS advocacy. And it was self-serving, but in the end it was still a worthwhile thing. Now, I often felt regarding that AIDS is one of the few illnesses that we kind of know its cause, and it is somewhat preventable. So why is not Hollywood devoting time to and energy and money to cancer or autism or Alzheimer's, things that we have not figured out the roots for, or at least divided it? But that was self-interest, I don't really, quite frankly, quibble with it. If that's what's going to make a difference, if everybody has a self-interest in some cause or a person, added together, we make a big difference.
Yes, well, look, you're touching upon the politicization of illness and cure and research, and everything can become politicized so easily.
But, you know, in the end, to some degree, I don't care as long as they're not lying. For instance, in the breast cancer efforts have often put out false statistics. to scare women into getting mammograms. And their rationale was they did that just to for the greater good. Now, I think that's wrong to lie about how something might happen. And the same thing happened with AIDS, saying that everybody was at equal risk, which, of course, is just not the case.
Right.
But, you know, what happened in Hollywood also was the big players, when they had a family member that suffered from a particular illness, I'm not talking about AIDS now, I'm talking about other illnesses, they would put on big support efforts and nonprofits for finding a cure for whatever it was. And again, I used to look at it a little cynically, and then I thought, well, why not? If that's where they want to put their money and energy towards a cure for leukemia because their wife, daughter, son, friend, lover got leukemia, what's wrong with that? I actually don't care what the motivation is. I care that people take action.
Right. It is important to take action, and some actions are a bigger sort of challenge than others. You know, you mentioned breast cancer. There's quite a bit of information out lately to suggest that there are more men dying of testicular cancer
than women
of breast cancer, and yet there's no Men's Cancer Month. And so we live in a culture where some things are more difficult than others. For instance, some charities are sexier, as they say,
right,
than others. And so our attention doesn't always go even-handedly, and there are wide populations that are ignored for political reasons, cultural reasons, and some...
And self-interest.
And self-interest, and a lot of things, a lot of reasons that are just not being fully examined because they're just the way we do things.
Well, it's because it's humans... It's human nature. It's human beings behind it. So why wouldn't our prejudices or
right.
favoritisms show up in our good works just like it does in our bad works or just like it does in our work, period?
Right. And so what I would say is, at least the way I approach these issues, I stay away from the politics. I do what's in my heart. I give back the way that feels authentic to me, and everyone should do that. Some of those battles are more difficult than others, but you should attach yourself to the battle that most represents where your passion is.
Last night, I did what I do regularly, which is I took out, I mentor a young man who has a fatal genetic illness. The symptoms that he has are of kind of severe autism. He's sweet, he's totally able to communicate, but he looks a little odd, he walks a little odd, his speech is a little odd. He happens to love movies. So we went to see a fantastic movie last night, by the way, Pitch Perfect, which I highly recommend. And I brought my son, Aaron. And I brought Aaron several times because he loves movies too. And this is a way to go to the real point of parenting. What we as parents can do is it always comes down to what we model. So my son sees that I devote a few hours every other week, if not more often, to take care of my friend Daniel. And to do something good for him. I reach in my wallet and I pay for the tickets. And the organization that supported this introduction and this relationship actually has offered me money at times or gift certificates because they get them to the movies. And I say, no, keep it for those that can't afford it because I can afford to take Daniel to the movies every now and then. And it's a great way to model for our children because that's how they're going to learn.
There are many opportunities to model exemplary behaviors, and one of our guys, his grandmother was recently dying, and he had made a point of taking his son to go to with him as he took care of her.
Beautiful.
In the final weeks, and in many ways, and we heard stories, it made a real impression, and you could tell by the things that the son had said to the father from time to time, and so those moments, shoulder to shoulder, father to son, something obviously that we're very focused in on here, are very important. Those moments, a mentor of mine once called those moments spot welds. Some of these moments with dad, the hand on the stick shift on the car, that moment helping out, you never know which ones of those
are going to stick.
That's right. And these spot welds, it's like a very interesting sort of image. They're seared into our memories.
I know. Yeah. Listen, we're out of time. Wayne, quickly tell our audience where they can find you.
They can find me at our men's weekend next week in Santa Barbara, bettermencoaching.com.
Thank you, Wayne. We'll talk to you hopefully next Thursday, or are we not talking next Thursday because of the weekend?
I'll be off, but I'll talk to you sometime soon.
Okay, terrific. And have a great, great retreat. And stay tuned, please, listeners, for Pastor Drew Sams and Teen Rap.
Trouble their mind day in and day out. Too busy a living to worry about a thing called love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds her young close to her breast, then I think...